Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to be perfect, running on this hamster wheel of self-improvement? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We're all wired with these crazy expectations, these ideas that we need to conquer every challenge, master every skill, and always be on. But let me tell you, there's a whole lot of power in embracing who you are, strengths and weaknesses, the whole package. Today, we're diving into that. We're talking about how understanding your unique mix of abilities and challenges can naturally unlock a whole new level of resilience and self-acceptance. So, grab a cup of coffee, find your comfy spot, and let's get real about this journey called life. First off, let's talk about the strengths, those things you naturally rock at, the skills that come easy, the talents that make you shine. You know, the ones you probably take for granted sometimes because they feel so effortless. Well, identifying and nurturing your strengths is like planting seeds of confidence and joy. It's about recognizing what makes you unique and using it to fuel your growth and pursue your passions. Think of it like this: if you're a natural storyteller, maybe writing that novel you've always dreamed of isn't just a pipe dream, it's a path paved with potential. But here is the kicker, my friends. Embracing your weaknesses is just as crucial. We all have them, those things that challenge us, make us feel a little insecure, or leave us feeling stuck. You know, those tasks you procrastinate on, those skills you wish you had, those areas where you tend to fall short. It's easy to want to sweep these under the rug, pretend they don't exist, right? But what if I told you that acknowledging your weaknesses is actually a sign of strength? It takes courage to look in the mirror and say, okay, this is something I need to work on. Here's the game changer. When you acknowledge your weaknesses, you create space for growth. You open yourself up to learning new things, developing new skills, and expanding your comfort zone. Think about it like this: those areas where you struggle are opportunities in disguise. They're chances to challenge yourself, step outside your comfort zone, and emerge stronger and more resilient on the other side. So how do we actually put all of this into practice? It starts with self-awareness. Take some time to really reflect on your strengths and weaknesses. What are you naturally good at? What comes easily to you? Conversely, what are those areas where you struggle? Where do you find yourself procrastinating or avoiding certain tasks? You know that feeling when you're trying to force yourself to do something you're just not good at? It can feel draining, frustrating, even embarrassing. But here's the thing, it doesn't have to be a constant battle. Once you identify your weaknesses, you can start looking for ways to work with them, rather than against them. Let me give you an example. Let's say public speaking is something that makes you feel completely out of your element. You might dread presentations, avoid networking events, or get butterflies in your stomach just thinking about it. Now, instead of trying to ignore this weakness or pretending it doesn't exist, what if you decided to view it as a challenge? What if you saw it as an opportunity to learn and grow? You could start by taking a public speaking course, joining a Toastmasters club, or even just practicing your presentations in front of friends and family. Think about it, every successful person started somewhere. Even the most confident speakers were once nervous beginners. By acknowledging their weaknesses and actively working to improve them, they built the skills and confidence they needed to succeed. So remember, embracing your strengths and weaknesses isn't about being perfect, it's about being authentically. It's about recognizing that we're all works in progress, constantly evolving and learning along the way. Take what you learned today and apply it to your life. Identify those strengths that light you up and find ways to nurture them. Acknowledge those weaknesses that hold you back and start taking small steps towards growth. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from a little stoic wisdom. You never know who you might inspire. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and remember, your unique blend of strengths and weaknesses is what makes you wonderfully, powerfully you.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.